recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
I mentioned last week that during the month, during the season of Advent, the Archbishop has asked all the priests of the diocese to preach these 4 weeks of Advent on the Kerygma. The Kerygma being the proclamation of the gospel, the basic foundational things of our faith. The Kerygma is a word used by the early Christians to describe their belief. And so he wants us to go back and talk about these things over these 4 weeks. So last week I talked about creation. Today I'm going to talk about being captured. And these 4 weeks are based on the book Rescued by Father John Ricardo, who came to give us priests a retreat early in the year. And we were all so impressed with him. And the Archbishop said, you know, we should really preach the Kerygma, the basics again to our people. And so that's what we all agreed to do during this Advent. So these 4 weeks are dedicated to that. So last week I talked about creation, that out of all creation, as we read in the book of Genesis, that poetic description of creation, we know now through science that we live in a universe with billions of stars, a galaxy with billions, and there are billions of galaxies within the universe. This massive creation that the Lord put into being. And then to think about it, that each and every one of us was created infinitely out of love, in his image and likeness, and placed in time and space in that universe. And God created everything good. God created everything out of love and everything out of his own goodness to manifest to us his own love and goodness for us. So we believe that God created all this, right? And it's really complicated stuff. We live in a universe that's 160 billion light years across, things like this. When we look at the enormity of this, we try and glimpse a little bit of the enormity of God, the infiniteness of God, the omnipotence of God. And yet, he loves us and knows us infinitely as well, individually, not just as a bunch of humans, but individually. And that's amazing when we think we're part of that creation. And he made us in his image and likeness, so we have free will. All this in this beautiful piece of creation. But then Father Ricardo says in this next section, what the hell went wrong? And he uses the word hell specifically, because he's now going to talk about how evil entered into this creation. God made everything good, God with everything perfect. And we read in the book of Genesis the account, which is figurative, but at some time there was an event where man was created. And you can believe in evolution or not, it doesn't matter to me, because we're not talking about how it happened, we're talking about why it happened. Why did evil come into the world? At some point when there was a human being with a soul, we disobeyed God, and that's when evil came into the world. We represent Satan here as the snake, or the tempting Adam and Eve specifically. And thus, as a result of that, they became ashamed of themselves. The woman would have pain in childbirth, and the man would have to toil, labor for the fruit of the land instead of being given to him. And so we see after sin, after evil enters into the world, so does pain and suffering and toil and disease. They didn't exist in the Garden of Eden. They didn't exist in God's plan of goodness. He didn't create a world with cancer in it and with lying and cheating and adultery. He didn't do that. That entered the world through Satan when our first parents disobeyed God. And that's it. That's where evil comes from. That's where physical evil, things like cancer and tsunami, and moral evil, the concupiscence we have when we tell lies, when we cheat, when we steal, when we murder. There's evil. God did not plan that in his world. We decided we would do that by being tempted by the devil and giving in to that temptation. And that's the second part of the Kerygma. What the hell went wrong? Why is this world so messed up? Because we disobeyed God and we brought it on ourselves. It's not something God imposed on us. We brought this because Satan is real. Satan is the fallen angel. And Satan is an enemy of God. And Satan hates us. Why does he hate us? Because God loves us. And Satan's going to hate anyone that loves God. And if you love God, Satan is your enemy too. And that's just the reality of it all. You can say, oh, Satan with a big pitchfork and a, you know, pointy tail and things like this. You can say it's a myth. We made it up to frighten Christians in the 4th century or something. No. Think about it. Think about real evil, moral evil, physical evil in this world. It exists. You may have a very comfortable life. We all basically do. But it doesn't take us to go far in history to see real evil at work. Read something about the North American slave trade in the 18th century. Not about the idea of it, actually what happened on the plantations and the farms and things like this. How a human being can treat another human being like that cannot be explained without evil. I don't even have to talk about the gulags of Stalin that kills 60 million people of his own. But that is a result, Solzhenitsyn would tell you, because we forgot about God. An atheist state will do that to its people. When there is no God, you will kill at whim. And that's what they did. Don't even need to talk about the Nazis, do we? But if you sit there and think that there's no evil in the world or that Satan is a myth, then you're very much mistaken. And you are prone to fall into his trap. And that's what he wants to do, is to trap you. Father Ricardo says this. He says, think about sacred scripture as a game film. You know, the great coaches, when they're about to go against their opponents, show their team a film of their last, whatever it was, match or game. And they say, look at this, right? This is what's going to happen when you play this team. This is what they do. You kick this, this is going to happen. You drop this, that's going to happen. That's the whole thing about the game film. Father Ricardo says, sacred scripture, that's your game film, right? Read sacred scripture, you'll find out what's going to happen to you. Because it's there, it's the archetype, it's the typology of the whole Christian life. Read Genesis, that's going to happen. That's going to happen today as it happened then. Because God has set this up as this game film to tell you what's going to happen. And what did Satan do in the Garden of Eden? He introduced doubt into the goodness of God. He tried to introduce doubt about the truth of God. God says, do not do this. Satan says, you do it. You're not going to die. You're going to know the truth. You're going to be godlike. Everything's going to be fine. Don't trust God. He lied to you. And Satan's been doing that ever since that day, right? To this very day. That's one. He wants us to doubt God, doubt the goodness of God, and doubt the truth of God. And thus, this leads us to disobey God. And when we disobey God, as in the first time, we just bring ourselves physical and moral evil into our lives. And we open up the gates to Satan, who can take over our lives, and does often, and more often today than ever before. He encourages us to lead an alternative life from that of God. Go on, do what you want to do. Do what makes you feel good. Don't worry about God, there are no consequences. These things, these lies he's been telling us from the beginning. And then he enslaves us. Then we're enslaved by this sin. And Father Ricardo would say, sin and death are not just words that we use. Sin is not just a bad choice that we make. And death is just not coming to the physical end of our lives. Death, he talks with a capital D, is eternal damnation. That's the death he's talking about. The other death we'll all face. Hopefully we'll not face eternal damnation with a capital D death. But the capital S and D, he says, are powerful forces. We've got to understand that. They are powerful forces in this universe. And Satan is real, and Satan wants to entrap us. And it's bad news. This is the bad news of the gospel, of course. Creation but then this capture by the devil. And make no mistake, the devil hates us because we are loved by God. That's evil in the world, and that's what we've got to fight. That's what we're entrapped by. Satan keeps at work, telling us these lies, making us be disobedient to God, and thus bringing suffering, pain, untruth, ugliness, darkness into the world. And we can see it out there, of course. But there is good news. And I'm going to talk about that next week when we talk about being rescued from this slavery of sin. Because our Lord Jesus Christ came and battled sin and death and overcame and won the battle. And that's the great news of the Christian message, is that Jesus has won. Jesus did not lose this battle. The devil is a creature that God created. He cannot be more powerful than God. So we always know that Jesus Christ will be the victor, or is the victor. It's done. The battle's done. Satan's made his decision. He can never go back. But he wants us to make the wrong decisions, of course. But we've got to put all our trust in Jesus Christ. And next week we'll talk about being rescued by the Lord and the third part of the kerygma.
And that is today's homily highlight from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor. Now, he talked about that being a series.
Right.
Through this Advent season, David, we're going to continue with Monsignor O'Connor. So next week, you will hear the third homily in that series. We missed last week, so on our podcast today, I'm going to record the first last week's homily that Monsignor did. I'm going to add that to the podcast so that way you can get the full series.
Excellent.